But what we wanted to tell with the Great Salt Lake land scan was this idea of taking the transition between liquid and solid in a way. It's about desiccation, but it's also about inundation. It's about the balance between solid and liquid, between sort of geologic time and human time, between insolation, meaning the sunlight coming in, and the inundation of water and drainage, and those two sort of disparate things representing different ends of a phenomenological spectrum coming together and creating something else. So the salt ponds made by MagCorp principally, collect the water, just the straight water from the Great Salt Lake, providing this sort of evaporation from the insulation, changing the chemistry to concentrate it as it passes through the more than 40,000 acres of ponds till it gets to its most sort of concentrated form near the plant for the Magnesium Corporation, where they eventually treat it in the factory to create metal, magnesium, out of what started out as liquid.